We go now to NPR's Jim Zarroli, who's in New York. And how do things feel there, Jim?
Well, I think things feel like they've gotten a bit better. You know, as this morning, as soon as the market opened, you had this just huge drop right away. You know, the Dow, I think, fell as much as 464 points, and it was very quick. I mean, it was the kind of dramatic, sharp drop that you don't see very often. You saw it this morning. Within about a half an hour, things had sort of recovered. And it's been kind of up and down ever since then. We still have triple-digit losses, but the losses are a lot less than they were. For instance, Citigroup, which, of course, is one of the banks that's been at the center of this credit market turmoil, was actually down 7%. As soon as the market opened. A little while ago, it was back in positive territory. So who can figure that out? There's just extreme volatility. Markets don't know what to make of it. I've heard the word panic used this morning. I mean, this is still a very bad market. Barring a big rebound, this is going to be the worst January for the major stock indexes that the market has ever seen.
You could have hoped that a surprise rate cut by the Fed, not a surprise that they would cut it, but that they would cut it by so much and so quickly. You could have hoped that would cause stocks to go higher.
Yeah, that's normally the way it works. And in fact, that's the point of doing this kind of dramatic, big rate cut and to do it between meetings when people aren't really expecting it. It's supposed to have this kind of shock effect to give people this boost of confidence. It boosts, give the economy a kick. And that was what they were hoping. That's what they did. That's what the Fed did after 9/11, for instance. But today, the stock markets almost just seemed to disregard it. It was almost as if it hadn't happened, at least at the beginning. I think it says something about the amount of fear there is out there right now. I mean, you know, we had a weak employment report earlier this month for December. We've had just consistent weakness in manufacturing. You know, we've had just an economy that is clearly slowing down, if not in recession already. And nothing seems to work to make the markets feel better. We have had talk about a major stimulus package, $150 billion. The president said this morning it could even be more than that. We have these interest rates falling down. None of it seems to have worked to just alleviate the fears that are out there. Now, one point that has to be made is that I think that everybody in the markets knew that a big rate cut was coming. It was just the timing of it that's kind of a surprise today. I mean, Chairman Bernanke made that pretty clear last week, as clear as he ever does in his testimony before Congress, that a rate cut was coming. The question was just how much. At this point, I think people, you know, especially in the stock market, as it tends to do, it's focusing on what's going to happen next. And a lot of people are saying, you know, when the Fed meets next week, there's going to be another rate cut.
Very briefly, it's also a reminder, I suppose, of how interconnected world markets are. Things are problematic in the United States that eventually causes markets in Asia to fall, which leads to a drop in Europe, which in turn causes more trouble in the United States.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, this is a market that is just signaling fear about the world economy. I mean, we had all these problems happening. We've had the big banks in trouble because of the credit crunch, and I think everybody's just reacting to that.
Is there anything else the Fed can do if today's rate cut doesn't work?
No, the Fed has basically one blunt instrument, and that's rate cuts, and it can keep doing that. Now, one of the things about a rate cut is that it generally takes a while before it has an impact on the economy. It can take as much as a year. That's one of the problems maybe for the markets right now, that they don't see this having the kind of immediate impact that they would like. And this is, that's one of the issues that the market is facing right now.
Jim, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Jim Zarroli in New York, where the latest word we have is that the Dow Jones Industrials are down about 150 points today. Could be worse.